have a scripture to read for you that will begin our message time together. It comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. It's found in chapter 24 and begins with verse 36. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Imagine, if you will, the pain and anguish and heartache of couples struggling with infertility. Imagine wanting, trying desperately to have a child, going to any length or expense in order to have that blessing of creating and sharing in another life. Some of you may know that pain all too well. Ryan and I got a taste of that pain several years ago when we went through unsuccessful fertility treatments. Before that, it took us just 10 months to conceive James, and I know in the grand scheme of things, and what many people have to go through, it was a cakewalk. But while we were trying, and for someone like me who doesn't wait very well, it was a difficult time. For those who knew we were trying, often, more often than we would like, we would get the question, are we pregnant yet? And when the answer was finally yes, what a delicious time it was. I can remember hearing his heartbeat at 9 weeks and laughing and crying at the same time. I savored every moment and a few too many morsels of food, and prepared with great joy and anticipation of that day, when I would finally get to meet the one who was growing inside of me, buy a crib, decorating a room. Each aspect of preparing for the arrival was an act of celebration, of joy, of getting ready. That's what that time is for. Getting ready. Now imagine, if you will, someone, a woman who goes into the emergency room of the hospital with severe stomach cramps, only to find out that she's in labor. She was in the process of giving birth, had been pregnant for 9 months, and never even knew it. To me, this is inconceivable. It blows my mind to think that new life could be forming inside a person and they wouldn't be aware of it. But it has happened before. Many of the cases, the women were morbidly obese, and it seems as though the layers of fat can disguise the pregnancy and insulate the mother from the quickening of the infant within. I can't imagine what that would be like. And yet I can only imagine how cheated I would feel in that situation. How unready, how unprepared. No crib at home, no diapers, no blankets. And yet, no matter how unprepared, the babies still come. Not only were these women not prepared with cribs and supplies, but they had no time to prepare themselves emotionally and spiritually to properly receive their surprise package and see it as it truly is, a gift from God. Now you may be asking yourself, why all the pregnant talk? Is she trying to tell us something? Well, the answer is yes and no. No, I am not the one who is pregnant. You are. Now, I know particularly for the males of the species, this may sound silly, but it's true. For I am using this term in a symbolic and a spiritual way. Think again about what pregnancy is. It is a time of growth and development. It is a time filled with possibilities, filled with new life. It's a time of getting ready, of making preparations to celebrate the advent of that new life. Advent. That's what this is about. We are pregnant because we are preparing. We are called to a time of getting ready for the advent, the happening, the arrival, for celebrating the birth of Christ. And celebrating not only that particular moment in time when God chose to come into the world and dwell with us as a vulnerable infant, but we also prepare to open our hearts once again, that He might enter in and dwell within us. And we prepare for the time when He will come again and take us to Him. This is our time of getting ready, of preparing, that we might herald that blessed day with great joy and celebration. Many denominations within Christianity teach that the Spirit of Christ has been conceived in our hearts through baptism. Yet millions of professed Christians seem to have no awareness of the Christ who dwells so near. Many seem oblivious to the life that dwells within. Could it be that we are insulated from Christ's heartbeat by spiritual obesity and lethargy? Do our jobs, our families, our duties, our hobbies and amusements, even our holiday shopping and decorating and planning, do they keep the Christ concealed? One day it will be revealed that Christ was within us. How shamed and disappointed we would be if we were caught off guard and unprepared. Advent is our pregnancy. It is our time of active waiting, watching, anticipating, leading to joyful fulfillment. And like the women caught unaware by the surprise birth of a child, ready or not, Christ is coming. Christmas will come whether we are ready for it or not. Jesus likens his own second coming to that of a surprise visit by a thief. I know what that's like. You come home from a morning class. Before you've even pulled into the driveway, you get a vague sense that something's not right. The door, which was closed when you left, is standing open. And your indoor cat is standing out in the front lawn. How do you feel once the thief has entered your life? Violated. Maybe for a while afterwards you're afraid to leave your house for fear the intruder would return. You know, we may have deadbolt locks, car alarms, insurance, and security systems, but the thief reminds us of the truth that our lives are fragile and temporary. The things we hoard, accumulate, and insure are decaying, depreciating, and devaluing even as I speak. Paul says, don't let God catch you like a thief. But the truth is, God will have us. God wants us and is determined to have us. Sometimes our holding, our grasping, our accumulating is an attempt to evade God. We want to secure life on our own terms. Sometimes there's no way for God to get to us except to take us. And God will have us. Whether we are ready or not, we see that when it is time, God comes. And if we are unprepared, we will feel as though God is a thief, robbing us of our time of preparation, not letting us feel excitement or the sense of anticipation. If we are not ready, we will see God as a thief stealing our joy. But the truth is, we will have robbed ourselves. For unlike a household in Jesus' parable, we know Christmas is coming. We know Christ wants to dwell within us, and we know that He will come again. We have been informed. So as we begin this Advent journey yet again, let us not cheat ourselves. Let us not hide behind things or duties or traditions. Let us not deny ourselves the joy of the birth. Let us open ourselves to receive new life in Christ and the transformation that it brings. So get ready. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make a list. Well, I'm a good list maker. I make grocery lists. Maybe you have your list of who you're going to send your Christmas cards to and what you're going to buy for what relative or friend. But I want you to make a list of what it is you're going to do to prepare yourself spiritually for the coming of the Christ. Prepare your heart. Don't let spiritual complacency keep you inactive or unprepared. Find ways to celebrate each moment and relish, give thanks, even for the things like addressing the Christmas card envelopes. Give thanks for the people that are in your lives and have touched you. Or when you're shopping, give thanks that you have the resources to do so. When you're preparing a meal or baking yet another dozen cookies for someone, that you are physically able, find ways to enter into this time of anticipation and preparation, and let everything be an act of praise, an act of joy, an act of opening ourselves to receive the infant King, Emmanuel, God with us. Let us follow that star that leads us to Bethlehem. And may we come bringing the one gift God truly wants, our hearts.